Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Johnny Welich. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The center fielder, JoJo White. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jimmy Ripple. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Herb Hall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Wolf. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roger Wolf. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. And now, play ball. Johnny Welich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welich strikes out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Bridges covering, for the out. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Wakefield reaches second base with a double. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into right field. Welich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple strikes out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Bridges covering, for the out. Two outs. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wakefield hits a fly ball into left field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 0 for 1 in the game. Wellage hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Higgins moves to second. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Richards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Higgins scores. Harris moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 1 in the game. Bridges hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripple moves to second. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to first for the out. Ripple moves to third. Siebert moves to second. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Welich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoover hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wakefield hits a pop-up towards third. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Welich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welich is 0-for-2 in the game. Welich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Welich moves to second. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Welich moves to third. Mayo moves to second. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to first for the out. Welich scores. Mayo moves to third. White moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins bunts in front of the plate. Wagner fields it and throws to first for the out. York moves to second. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wolf fields it and throws to first for the out. York moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Wagner for a passed ball. York scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Tigers. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-2 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Richards hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Richards reaches second base with a double. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-2 in the game. Bridges hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-3 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-3 in the game. Hoover takes first base on ball 4. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Richards moves to third. Hoover moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-3 in the game, with a single. York hits a fly ball into left field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella pinch hits for Roger Wolf. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Wellage hits a ball on the ground towards first. York juggles the ball. That's an error on York. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Wellage moves to second. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. York juggles the ball. That's an error on York. Wellage moves to third. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ripple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wellage scores. White moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Tigers. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Richards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ori Arnson now pitching. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnson fires to first and has Harris trapped. There's the throw to Suter, who tags Harris for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-3 in the game. Bloodworth hits a pop-up towards short. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.